Hey everyone, welcome to your podcast and happy Veterans Day at the same time. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran, and I want, of course, to welcome my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Real good. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service, Todd.
Well, thank you for your service as well.
And everybody out there that happens to have served, today is Veterans Day, so go get your free stuff at Denny's or whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, lots of stuff going on at Blueberry. We've got lots to share with you today. And of course, a little bit of news on the space. The Google Podcast looks like they're making some incremental improvements to their app, Mike.
Yeah, they're now letting you share episodes and entire shows right from the app. I haven't experimented with that, but it throws out a nice link when you put it in social media or email it or whatever, and it's pretty cool. You can share, you know, just an individual episode or the entire show. Now, whether if someone clicks that on an Apple phone or something, well, what happens to it? I don't know, but it's still a good idea for those that are using Google Podcasts, which, like I said, I think is going to be the up and coming thing this next year.
Well, first of all, we've got to get podcasters mentioning it in their shows. You still listen to, you know, a wide swath of shows, and no one's even mentioning anything to do with Android or subscribe on Android or Google Podcast or anything. It's it's always kind of it's amusing to me at one point and distressing it on the other, because we have content creators that are always complaining about not have enough audience, yet they forget that 50% of the folks that at least live in the United States are on Android phones. And then the percentage grows bigger as you get outside of the United States. So yeah, it's something that we have to continue to keep harping on. But folks that are listening to this show have known about Google Podcasts for a while, and also have known that they need to be sharing that in their show. And if they're using PowerPress, we've got the link right on their website for it as well.
Yeah, and along that line, the link that we generate automatically in PowerPress works 99% of the time, but we now have a way to change that if you want to go to, I think it's, I'll have a link in the show notes, but you go to Google's link generator and put in your feed, and if it's different than what we've come up with automatically, you can change it right there in PowerPress, and that works like a champ.
And it's just kind of weird. Like you said, it works 99% of the time, but every once in a while, some little delta in their way they generate that could be a little off, but for the most part, it works pretty good.
Certainly.
So let's talk just a little bit. You know, it's hard to believe that we're into November already, you know, mid-November. And like the holidays are just like right around the corner. And Apple has made an announcement about their holiday submission schedule, correct?
Yep. This is in here. They sent out an email to pretty much everybody that's on Apple Podcasts. You've more than likely got it somewhere on your email if you're actively podcasting. But anyway, between November 16th and November 26th, and then again between December 21st and January 2nd, 2019, there may be some delays when you submit new shows to Apple Podcasts. Not new episodes, but new overall shows. So if you submit your feed to Apple, that normally it's 1 to 5 days that they take to get it listed. It might take a little longer during those periods.
And that's pretty normal. That's an announcement that they send out every year. And it's just like any other place. A lot of people are on vacation, but we get a lot of people that are panicked during this time because they're planning on launching a show. They're being off for the holidays, and then all of a sudden, boom, their show's not available. So get that episode zero ready. Get it submitted, you know, a couple of weeks ahead of time of the launch of your podcast, and you'll be ready, or even a week, you know, just a little bit ahead so that you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, and those of us in Blueberry here, we kind of expect this to be the busier time of the year, you know, for people starting podcasts. You know, they get some time off work and, you know, they want to start a podcast. So I don't think we're having any huge downtime through the holidays with Blueberry here, but you know, of course, there are going to be people taking time off and whatnot. So, and that applies to pretty much everywhere. So, you know, just expect everything to just take a little bit longer.
Yep. So let's talk a little bit about some change coming, and actually some exciting change. And many of you that some of you have gotten an email from us. The what we're doing tomorrow, and of course today is the 12th, and tomorrow's the 13th. But we're making a move at blueberry.com, and really what it involves is only those shows that publish their podcast. And again, this is not for anybody using PowerPress. Anyone that publish their shows on blueberry.com. So what we have is we have businesses, we have individuals that aren't on WordPress, we have some folks that just because of their publishing time and what they want to do with their podcast, they publish their show directly on the publisher at blueberry.com. And with that, we provide them a RSS feed that is a blueberry.com RSS feed. So as of tomorrow, that feed is going to magically move to a new location. And of course, now all of a sudden people are getting panicky, Mike. But we will implement a permanent redirect on your old feed to the new feed location. The details of that are delivered to your inbox. If you're a publisher on Blueberry, and go back and look at your email for that. That would have came out this past Thursday. But if you have any questions, you can always reach out to support. But again, it's just the feed move. Nothing else changes. You don't really have to make any changes on your website at this point. Although at some point you're going to want to change the link probably on, if you have an external website, you want to change the link to the feed at some point. But that old feed will continue to work forevermore as it will be redirected to the new feed. Did I scare him, Mike?
Yeah, maybe a little. But really, you know, the bottom line is you won't hardly notice. Just basically whatever your feed address is now, replace www with feeds. So instead of www.blueberry.com/whatever keyword.xml, it's just going to be, instead of www, it's going to be feeds. So basically we moved it to a different server, a little more horsepower, a lot more technology. It's really cool. And it will, you know, like I said, be transparent to your listeners, be transparent to you really, unless you have manual links to your RSS feed somewhere. And at some point, as Todd said, you want to change those.
So again, the details on that are in the email that we've sent you. Now, if you are like, what's going on? Support at blueberry.com is the place to send an email to. Again, now let's just reiterate here. If you're a PowerPress user, don't worry. If you're a PowerPress Sites user, don't worry. Nothing's changed. And if you're a blueberry.com user, don't worry. But this is strictly for folks that publish their show at blueberry.com, physically logs in, write your blog post, upload your media, and presses publish within blueberry.com. You're the only ones that are affected here.
Right. And you know, you don't want to move to that. There's no advantage to be on blueberry.com feeds versus your PowerPress feeds. So just don't think of that as a reason to switch things up. If you're already on PowerPress, you've got the best thing going.
We've added a few features to the feed that are readable, and you know, we've got some. There'll be a link that you've gotten in the email that kind of talks about some of those cool features. But again, if you're already on those other platforms, if you're on PowerPress Sites or if you're on your own website, no need to move, no change needed there. So now that I've scared everybody. Because, I mean, as soon as you say feeds or something like that, what are you changing?
Yeah, the only thing more scary than feeds is the next thing you're going to talk about.
Stats. Yeah, so We put a blog post up last Wednesday on basically on stats. And as all you may or may not have known, we have been spending the past few months going through what really has been the most extensive audit that we've ever been involved in by a team from the IEB. And the IEB is an organization, trade organization that we belong to, the Interactive Advertising Bureau. And the audit team has been certifying the methodology that we use to measure statistics, podcast statistics. This has been very, very detailed. Like I said, about 3 months worth of work here. And we are on the cusp of having our media statistics become certified. We'll be one of the very, very first companies in the podcast space to achieve this. And it'll be pretty monumental, and you'll hear a lot of news from us when it comes out. But that said, we want to make sure we are providing some information about really what's forthcoming. And this is a very exciting time for all of us and for you too, because you're going to be able to say that your stats are certified. Now, the changes, and then again, I say change, don't stress. It's not like a system change or anything like that. But we've been working behind the scenes to roll out the certification or the certified portion or certified stats to in three different phases. And let me explain that. So first will be our enterprise customers like ESPN and ABC. They'll really see absolutely no changes when they log in because they have many of the features that we're bringing to the marketplace for our hosting customers. So no change. The ESPN folks are just going to say, congratulations, you're now certified. And they'll be happy and go on their merry way. Second phase, and again, we're working on some code to give you some new graphics and some new information that we're going to be presenting to you. This second group will be our media hosting customers, those of you that are hosting with us right now. In other words, you have you upload your media to Blueberry. So how we process your data will change to raw log files. Now, we want you to just continue to use your redirect. Nothing changes there. But we're going to be processing the data with a different log file set. And this is going to allow us to provide you some new unique info. And we're going to keep you updated on that, give you more information later on. And again, no need to worry about anything. It's just a basic little bit of change in process. You log in, it shouldn't look any different whatsoever. So probably the one of the most interesting things that we learned during the audit was that we're going to have to, for those of you that are just using the redirect, in other words, you're just using our stats only. Maybe you're hosting with a competitor or you're self-hosting. It really, you know, the gamut is there is pretty wide. So if you're using the redirect and you are not hosting with us, you'll be part of the third phase of the rollout. And in order to certify what we're calling non-hosting redirect clients, we are required to put in place some code that we're actually going to have to do a audit on your web page. And this is going to be to your advantage because we're actually going to go out and load your web page for your website. We're going to look at the players on your website, and we're going to make sure that they are not preloading. Now, preloading is not supposed to happen in the podcasting space. And we'll have, and actually, we've already got some details up in a blog post on the website that links to really what you should look for. But what we found is we found a few shows during our audit that were preloading. And preloading, basically, as soon as someone loads your web page, it loads like maybe 100K of your audio. And even if someone doesn't hit play, and obviously that is non-countable data. So again, just a few instances of that. But because we found that, we are going to have to do an audit to make sure that everyone that is using specifically the redirect and not hosting with us, that we basically go out and, because with the other methods, we can detect that in the log file. But with the redirect, it's just a little bit of different data that we got or we get that we don't see as much information. So this is why we have to do the audit. We're going to have a little page. It'll pop up and say, do you agree to follow Bing, Bing, Bing? And it's just basically reminding our content creators on best practices as a podcaster and things that you have to watch out for in order to have the best statistics. And again, this audit will be automatic. And if you pass, you pass. If you don't, we'll more than likely tell you what we found. Yep. And what change potentially would have to be made on your website, and you'll be certified. So the rollout is, again, across three phases, and I would expect by about New Year's or maybe a little bit after, everyone will be certified. We do have to go back to the auditors and show them that we are actually doing this audit on your web page. This is part of our requirements to become to certify our redirect clients.
Right.
So,
and the advantage of being certified for the end user is when you go to an advertiser, whether it's through us or by yourself, you can say, hey, these stats are completely certified by the IAB, and most online advertisers know what the IAB is. And that just gives you another selling point if you want to monetize your show that way. The other thing is it's going to be accurate. You know, you can pretty much be rest assured that if we say you got 100 downloads, there's 100 people that listen to your show. We can't verify that they actually, put the earbuds in their ears, but 100 people downloaded your show.
Yeah. And again, this is a private company that came in and went through all our code, looked at our processes, looked at our log file, auditing. I mean, it was like, we had to put a bunch of stuff in place because they said, well, how come you don't do this? And it was like cross checks and verifications and all kinds of stuff. So it was pretty extensive. Now, let me just again, and this is something that everyone needs to pay attention to. Again, no preloading in players. And really, the definition of preloading is preloading refers to the functionality where a player will automatically start loading the media upon a page load. And to ensure compliance, set preload equals none within your audio or video tags. If you're using a PowerPress audio player, you don't worry. We've already set that for you.
No preload.
And not only will that help you with your stats, this is all going to also ensure that your web page loads faster. Also, no autoplaying. Absolutely no autoplaying. If you ever went on a website and a video is automatically started, doesn't drive you crazy, or you've landed on a website and the audio is already started, well, again, no autoplay. Autoplay is bad. You need to have that turned off.
Yeah, that's just bad on a lot of levels, not just stats.
And very few podcasters do this. But it's something that will really affect people if they are. Also, let's talk a little bit about ID3 tags. ID3 tags are the data stored at the front of an MP3 file, and it contains information such as the title, artist, genre, it's a square image. Version 2 of the ID3 tag standard includes features required for podcasting, including the ability to if you want to add artwork. And so make sure that you're using ID3 V2 tags if you are manually editing. And there's very few editors out there that on V1, but make sure you're writing as V2, okay? That's really critical. And also, don't put a massive image file in the ID3 V2 tag.
Yeah, you want to keep that image below half a megabyte in size. just because, you know, the ID3 tag should take up more than no more than 1 megabyte total.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you don't need a 3000 by 3000 ping image in your MP3 file. You know, you're okay at 600K or 600 pixels square or something so like that.
As part of our certification, we actually look at how big your ID3 tags are, and we're not allowed to count a download until we have accounted for at least 1 minute of audio play or audio delivered beyond the ID3 tag payload. So mine is pretty small. Mine is, I use 640 by 640 images. They're about 64K. Again, they don't have to be the Apple size. So that's important here. They can be just a little 640 by 640 with the, and like I said, mine's like 64K. They're very small images. And also, again, we want to make sure that, and this is important for the redirect customers as well, is in, if we really, if you want to help us improve your accuracy, and I really shouldn't even say that because we're looking at your ID3 tags, but you should have 1 minute of audio. Again, it goes into this. You're not even going to know because you're not going to understand how big your ID3 tags are. But we look for the a minute of audio delivered within the first 2 megs of the file being delivered. So for the redirect customers out there, keep your audio or keep your ID3 tags small. I guess that's the best way to say it. Again, that is really, and these are just basically some things that we're putting out as requirements. It will help overall. It's going to help with audience experience as well. So again, that the blog post is up at powerpresspodcast.com. Mike will have it in the show notes, and you'll be able to do a full review. So did I completely confuse him?
No, I think we did good. Like I said, it's not going to be anything that you're going to have to change except for the redirect customers if you're using a third-party player or something that preloads. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably end up collecting a list of those at some point, you know, as we're going along here and we find them. And maybe, you know, we could reach out to those developers or whatever. But, you know, it's going to be a third party because if you're using the PowerPress players, no problem.
Yeah, you're good. You're already good on the, because we don't preload and I never have. But there was for a while, I think there was even a commercial available podcast player that was out there that was preloading. And it was last year we'd sent Dev a note and said, hey, look what you're doing. And he changed it. But a lot of his clients who never upgraded are still preloading. So we're going to do that audit for you. We're going to look. And again, this is strictly for the audit is going to happen strictly for those non-hosting redirect stats customers. So I just want to be clear there.
Okay. So,
yeah. So let's move on to
beat another dead horse here.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's move on to support. Spotify. So Mike, important stuff. You have to have your feed to get on Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify uses different parts of the tags in your RSS feed. Don't freak out, but the Apple has its own subtitle tag and it's got its own description tags and all that stuff, but a lot of people forget to put in the feed description tag. Now, almost all the other apps out there, if you don't put a feed description in, you know, that's a specific tag in your feed, it, you know, it just takes the Apple one. Okay? Well, Spotify does not. So, if you have, you're on PowerPress, this is mostly PowerPress users that are having this issue for some reason, but that I've found so far, but in the feeds tab of the settings, there's a feed title, and then right below that is feed description. If that's blank, Spotify will initially say you're in there, give you a link, and then your show won't show in Spotify. It'll say, can't find that.
So basically what they need to do, Mike, is go down to their iTunes description tag,
yep,
copy that and paste that into their feed description and just duplicate that data, right?
Yeah, because that stuff doesn't show up in the same place on any one app. So you can have, you know, the subtitle, description, and feed description all be exactly the same. It doesn't matter, but you have to have something in there. That's the number one reason I see, you know, when I get a support ticket, and I get, I would say 3-4 a week right now, where, you know, we've put them on Spotify. They click that link and it says, we can't find that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Spotify does not notify us. Now, we are going to have a check in coming up. That's an update coming to where when you submit, it'll check for that and then tell you about it. So this problem will be a short-term one, but just make sure you have that feed description in there. It doesn't have to be anything special, you know, just a one-liner about what your podcast is about.
Yeah, we didn't program it, programmatically check the description because, like Mike said, up to this point, if someone didn't have the description feed filled in, or they would just revert and use the iTunes, but Apple is, not Apple, but Spotify, they're like, No, we don't want to use that tag information. We want to.
And ironically, the other reason I see is that they don't have their iTunes category feed set. So Spotify is looking at some Apple tags, but not that one.
But maybe by the next episode, we may have some news out of Spotify that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I've been watching that go by.
Yeah, we've. I can't talk about it yet, but some more stuff for those of you that are have your podcast listed on Spotify through us. Very, very exciting stuff. We're on the cusp of a cool announcement and something that'll be very happy for many podcasters. Yes. But let's talk about support. Mike, you know, I'll be honest here. If I was the one answering the phone and responding to emails, you have just the right temperament to be able to work with the customers and not get angry. And of course, if you do, you probably have a mute button there where you can scream at the walls or whatever. But I've noticed that sometimes the tickets come in and they're just like, it's like someone screaming at the top of their lungs saying, you messed my feet up, or you guys, you know, and it's, and I think what we need to, you know, kind of, tell the audience out there is that you're here to help.
Yeah. The thing is what I don't get, and this isn't just for, you know, contacting me or our Blueberry support. It's for contacting anybody that you're asking for help from, you know, just don't. You know, don't start out with a chip on your shoulder. I mean, yeah, if they earn a cuss out, then great. You know, give them a cuss out, but you know, at least give us one shot before you start cussing us out.
Yeah, and 90 to 95% of the time, the issue is usually either misconfiguration or something hasn't, maybe a non-understanding of something, and or fundamentally not knowing how podcasting actually works. And we understand that.
But, and we're happy to explain that to you and all that, but it's really hard sometimes when somebody comes at you to not strike back. And, you know, luckily, we've picked a support team here that all have pretty mellow tones, so we generally don't bite people's heads off, but you know, it's hard sometimes.
So remember, your customer support person, we're here to they are here to help, and and I think all of us have been in a situation before where our irritation level has been up, and you know, I think if I give you a good analogy, Mike, is landing at an airport and showing up and your luggage is missing, you know, and that always makes the anxiety level punch up about 1,000% after you've spent, you know, 18 hours in an airplane. You want to shower and you really know you're not going to be able to because you have no clothes. Well, that baggage location person.
Yeah, they didn't do it.
They didn't do it. So those are the folks that you almost want to come in and bring candy to them, because they are going to be the ones that are. So I always found with the baggage folks is that a smile and a thank you and a please help me goes a long way, because they're human and I know what they probably do. And I'm not saying you do this, Mike, but someone comes in and is just like being a royal, you know, royal pain in the butt. They probably say, well, let me put his paperwork at the bottom of the pile, you know. So,
oh, yeah, you know, it's, you know, it's hard not to, you know, when somebody, you know, comes at you, you know, in a way that, you know, just remember there's humans on the other side of this. just remember that, you know, we don't know you from Adam in most cases. And, you know, we're willing to help, but, you know, give us at least one chance before we get the cuss out. Okay. That's all.
And again, 90% of the time, Mike can help you and get you on, or the team can help and get you on track with one email. So anyway, the trials and tribulations of a tech support person. We could probably do a whole show on that.
Oh yeah. But, yeah. We're thinking about doing one, you know, amongst all the different tech support people that I know.
Oh,
we're talking about having a massive one episode, help us help you.
Well, getting everyone together from the different groups that could be quite entertaining to hear in itself. Because there's probably a lot of similarities across the space, a lot of parallels from one company to the next. But
oh yeah,
and as we're heading into the holidays, people know people are stress levels are going to start going up, so that's going to add to it as well. But anyway, we're going to get out of here. I want to thank you for listening to your podcast. Of course, we've got lots of cool things afoot. And very exciting stuff on the IB statistics certification. We are really thrilled. I mean, we spent a lot of money and a lot of time getting to this point to be able to give you the bragging rights to say that my stats are IAB certified. Now, again, the IAB has our paperwork. We haven't been given that title officially yet. We're fully confident that we are, and we've given you the rundown on what's coming. But yeah, so look for the announcement on the website, and then we'll start rolling this out in phases, and look forward to hearing your all's feedback and some of the new features we're bringing to you as well. But anyway, my name is Todd Cochran. You can reach me, todd@blueberry.com. Mike?
And I'm Mike Dell. You can reach me either mike@blueberry.com or support@blueberry.com for the rest of the team. And everybody have a great couple of weeks. And be sure to subscribe on Google Podcasts.
That's right. And everyone take care. We'll see you next time on your podcast.